Report: no prison time for Chicago man who stole $537,000 in change. By Nick Gilbertson on May 30, 2022. Cameron Bowman, 31, of Chicago was sentenced to 2 years probation after he stole more than $500,000 in change from his former employer while working as an armored car driver, CWV Chicago reports. Judge Catherine Habercorn also ruled Bowman must fork over $525,000 to his former employer Thalen's Cagistics, according to the outlet. Thalen's Cagistics conducted an audit in 2019 showing that between May 10 and August 18, $537,088.22 had disappeared, CWV Chicago previously reported. Chicago Police Department spokeswoman Kelly Bartoli told the Chicago Tribune at the time that on August 18, 2019, police were called to the company's facility following the audit. According to the outlet, after the theft was discovered, a representative of the business confronted Bowman, who did not admit to any wrongdoing, but stated if he could leave, he would return with the money, Bartoli said. A little more than an hour later, Bowman returned with a plastic baggie containing $25,300 in $100 bills and was arrested, Bartoli said. Prosecutors asserted that once he finished his route, Bowman would submit false figures into a computer and would steal the coins not accounted for in the system, according to CWV Chicago. Bowman's probation sentence comes as a Cook County judge was recently perplexed about Cook County State Attorney Kim Fox's office's decision not to pursue felony charges in a separate, unrelated case. Judge Barbara Dawkins pressed prosecutors Thursday as to why Trayvale Robinson, 32, was charged with misdemeanor criminal trespass to a vehicle as opposed to felony aggravated vehicular carjacking after prosecutors laid out the charges against him, as Breitbart News reported, citing CWV Chicago. A prosecutor told Dawkins that Fox's office rejected felony charges. The facts of this case sound much more like an aggravated vehicular hijacking than a criminal trespass to motor vehicle, the judge later remarked. Nonetheless, we're here in misdemeanor bond court.